Dowsing the Dead by Ali Sparks.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my boys. With huge thanks to David and Mary Kingston, Kelvin Taylor at the All Sorts Psychic Cafe, Southampton, Andy Hinton at the Hawk Conservancy, Weyhill, and David Adcock, mon professeur, for his help in France, and whoever or whatever planted all that mistletoe in Brittany. Prologue. The full moon was the hardest time. He could see its light shafting through the gap in the grey box which was now his world, and his heart would begin to pound harder and faster. This time, it was worse than ever. The light, the air, the scent of the cooling sky. He was desperate, desperate, so that his head buzzed and a voice he could hardly recognize as his own began to cry. He flew up into the corner of his box and battered and clawed at the gap, trying to push his head outside it, frantic to draw the clean night air into his starved lungs. And then there was a tearing sound, a giving of the box. It was giving, and he might be able to get out. His heartbeat began to skitter around in a skirmish of hope against fear. The gap was widening. He was going to get out. A feral scream of joy erupted from his throat. And then...